This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. And coming up, a provocative new book that says the U.S. economy wouldn't have grown into the giant that it is without slavery. We'll talk with the author, Edward Baptist.
But first, let's get to that huge and deadly snowstorm blanketing upstate New York. At least 6 people have died, and some areas around Buffalo are buried under 6 feet of snow. Let's get the latest from Erie County Chief Executive Mark Poloncarz, who's on the line from Cheektowaga, New York. Mark, welcome.
My pleasure, Peter.
And just look out the window for me. What are you seeing?
Well, right now at the Emergency Operations Center in the town of Cheektowaga, it is actually sunny. This is an area that got hit exceptionally hard during the storm. We have a respite right now as the snow band has moved north, and will be like that through the remainder of this day. But we do unfortunately expect it to move back south into the area that was significantly impacted. So we're getting an opportunity to get out there, do reconnaissance and cleanup before we get hit again.
Yeah, and this was just a monster storm and a fatal one. We're hearing about people being stranded at toll booths, people stuck in their cars for, you know, up to 20 hours or more. Are crews having trouble getting those people to safety?
Well, we believe every one of those individuals that was stuck at the New York State Thruway or the major state routes of the 400 and 219 have now since been taken out of their vehicles and are taken to shelters. But yes, unfortunately, many people were stuck in their vehicles. We advised folks due to the severity of the storm and the efforts that we were doing to avoid driving into the snowband area. Unfortunately, people did. And once they did, they got stuck. We have literally hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of vehicles that are abandoned on major arterial roads throughout Erie County. This storm was like a knife that cut through the heart of the county. The snow band itself was only about 10 miles wide, but it hit one of the most heavily populated areas, and approximately 450,000 to 500,000 people were affected by the storm.
And can you explain this? You have something that you know very well, the lake effect, where, you know, you may have a lot of snow in one place, but almost none in another.
Correct. The lake effect snow bands are generated by the wind direction of the wind coming across Lake Erie. The irony of the storm is if you were just above the snow band, you got nothing. Downtown Buffalo, you may have seen some of the pictures from downtown skyscrapers. Downtown Buffalo got almost nothing. And the area just literally maybe 600 yards south of it ended up with 3 to 5 feet. So what happened is we normally can handle snow. We can handle 2 feet of snow in a day. But some of these areas received up to 6 feet of snow in basically a 24-hour period, which is unheard of out here. So we're finally getting to the point now where we're starting to open up major arterials, and we're hoping we can get to some of the secondary streets, but most of the side streets and the residential streets we will not be able to get to for a number of days.
And we're hearing that Governor Cuomo deployed 150 members of the National Guard. What are they doing?
I requested the governor to do the deployment early yesterday morning. He did do that. They've come with Humvees. They're assisting with not only traffic control, they're assisting with the cleanup. There was a number of nursing homes that unfortunately their staff had been working around the clock for almost 2 days, and they could not get replacement staff in. So we have the National Guard with the Humvees picking up replacement staff and taking home staff at these nursing home and these other hospital facilities.
Yeah. Talk about more of the dangers that you face when you see this much snow. There's cars abandoned on the highways. People have heart attacks when they're shoveling this amount of snow. What are the dangers?
Well, we've had a number of things that we've had to worry about. We're not just talking about snow. The temperatures dipped to the lower teens with wind chills that were right around zero. It was life-threatening situations, and unfortunately, it did take some lives. We're also advising our residents in the snowband area that if they have high-efficiency gas furnaces, they need to go out because they have lower flue systems that are only 3 or 4 feet off the ground. Normally that's not a problem, but if you've got 5 feet of snow up against it, it could be blocking your flue from working properly and carbon monoxide coming back into the homes. We did have some reports of that. And of course, we've also had some people lose power. So we've had people use generators, and we're advising them they must not use a generator indoors. If you use a generator indoors, you in all likelihood are risking death. So there's some significant things that can happen in a snowstorm. We're used to dealing with storms. Unfortunately, this storm was such that it's just delivering such a wallop.
Right. And back in 1977, people who were in Buffalo at that time remember another terrible blizzard. 2 dozen people in the region died that time around. How does this one compare to that?
Well, I was alive back then. I was a young lad. I was 9 years old. I do remember it. It was a very, very devastating storm. The snow totals were actually less than what we had here, but the conditions were worse for a prolonged period. So more people, unfortunately, died in their vehicles. The advantage we have today that we did not have back in 1977 is people have cell phones, so if they do end up getting stuck, they can call our 911 system and we can identify where they are. Back in 77, if someone got stuck, there was really no way to find out about that unless somebody stumbled upon the vehicle. So the advantages of modern technology have helped us, but during the worst part of the storm, it was very treacherous, and the only way to be able to traverse some of these roads was by foot. Even snowmobiles, because there was so much snow, couldn't get through because the snowmobiles were actually digging into the snow and basically being submerged.
Wow. Mark Poloncarz, chief executive of Erie County, New York. The area has just been dumped on. More than 5 feet of snow. More on the way. Mark, good luck to you.
Thanks, Peter.
And some incredible photos of that storm with the hashtag Snowvember on Twitter.